I'm going to begin with sharing a psalm. May these words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I begin with this because I'm not a public speaker. You'll be able to determine that in just a few minutes. We all have our gifts. Thank you, Pastor Paul, for that video. And I, like Rick, I didn't know it was going to be there, so it threw me into an emotional state that I wasn't really ready for. I served in the military as well. When they folded the flag and gave it to the family member, I've had to do that. And it's really touching. It's real. It's a real thing. So that's what Memorial Day is all about. And thank you for sharing that. For those of you that don't know me, I am Terry Butler. However, for those of you that do, I pretty well use the same moniker. I'm here today with my wife of 39 years, Sabrina. And we have two grown children. One of them's in Kentucky and the other's in Australia with their respective spouses. And our grandchildren, we've got two grandsons in Australia and a grandson and a granddaughter in Kentucky. In fact, we just got back from Kentucky helping with the new granddaughter. Sabrina and I moved to Ouray 13 years ago. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. But it's been a great place to be. We're retired dentists from private practice in near Austin, Texas, in Round Rock, Texas, home of Dell Computers. So that's where we raised our children. But we retired from that practice, sold it in 2007 with the idea of going into mission dentistry, in the field of mission. And we have served with Samaritan's Purse, World Medical Mission, several times overseas. We've also worked with Indian Health Service, Medicaid clinics, and so forth. So we plan to continue that work as long as we're able, physically able. And like all the other candidates for the elder position, I served in the military. I'm retired years ago. I'll be happy to share more of my background with you at another time, as I desire to know each of you over time. And that's not what I'm going to be about today. In fact, this is not, even though it's my name and this is my turn, this is not about me. I don't believe in coincidence. Lord led us to this church a couple of years ago. Turns out it's the closest one to our home. And makes it a lot easier to serve. Previously, we had attended church in Ridgeway, and we were making 4 and 5 trips a week. In that time, that we served in that church, but we're glad to be here. I'm glad we found this church. I want to thank the current leadership for their hard work. They carried this past elder group and has carried this church through a tough time without a pastor. These guys did all that hard work, and their leadership was responsible for choosing the current list of candidates, and I'm honored to be and grateful to be a part of that. You've heard the testimonies of the others. I'm honored and humbled to have the opportunity to serve with such a wonderful group of men. I know and I like and respect each of them, each bringing their unique gifts to the group. And selecting them, you don't only get them, you get the benefit of their wives, Tara and Kristen and Angela and Sabrina, with their talents and wisdom. I know I can't speak for the others, but I would not be half the man I am without my wife. And this group will surely be a blessing to serve the church together, and it's be an honor to serve with them. I was raised in a Christian home, including my grandparents. Grew up in the same county as all four of my grandparents, and they were all strong Christian believers, so I was never had any doubt and was never led to believe anything else other than that I was a Christian. And I do have a close relationship with Jesus Christ. Scripture says it best, he is our shepherd. I consider myself one of his sheep that requires constant guidance, correction, and leadership, and love. And I don't think any of us can ever think of anything or say anything any better than what Scripture tells us. The Word of God is very important, and there's a lot to be gained from it. I've personally read through the Bible probably start to finish two or three times in my life at different times as a teenager and then later on, not understanding it. And so it's a journey, it's a continual development as a Christian to get into the Word and understand the Word. And that's why I think it's important to be in this church. This church is strong in that they have Sunday school. That's one of the reasons we're here. They have adult Sunday school, and they have Bible studies. And that's what I feel church is all about. And this congregation, in choosing your leaders, you choose followers. You're choosing us as leaders, but we're followers. We're followers of Christ, and our decisions are guided by his leadership. This group must, through prayer and direction from Scripture and guidance from the Holy Spirit, make all of its decisions to help the church achieve its purpose. Supporting this body of believers and leading others in the community into the light, to Christ, our great shepherd. I think it's important to note that I have a servant's heart. And what does that mean? It means that you're putting others' needs above your own, and you're willing to serve and to give. I receive joy and fulfillment through service to others. And I feel that's my purpose in life, whether it be to family or the church or strangers in a foreign land. I think that's important. I'm excited to be a part of this church, willing to serve in whatever way it's needed to help the church fulfill its purpose. One of the common things that my wife and I say almost daily now is the Lord provides. And I must say he has provided this church and all it offers to this community, all it can offer. This church has the light, and it does spread and should continue to share the good news with this community. We are blessed. Thank you all, and God bless you. I'll close with some prayer. Please bow and pray with me. Lord, I thank you for this body of believers. I thank you for this beautiful day. We have had so many wonderful, beautiful days in your creation here. I thank you for this. The church building has been here for a number of years, but primarily all the people that are here that will continue to support this, your church, your body, the hands and feet of Christ in this community. Strengthen us and remind us that you're always with us. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.